The director of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management for the state of Idaho has resigned. Martha Hahn, who's held the post for the last 7 years, was given a choice by the Bush administration: step down or take a Park Service job in New York Harbor. As NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports, critics are asking whether the move signals more rocky administration changes ahead.
Martha Hahn has worked for the federal government in the West for 24 years. As the highest-ranking BLM official in Idaho during the Clinton administration, she knew her days were numbered when President Bush swept in. But she had no idea her choice would be overseeing the Statue of Liberty or no job at all.
Well, the way that the regulations read is that I should be consulted on the reasons for reassignment and then consulted about my preferences on that reassignment.
Did that happen?
No.
And what did happen?
I was given two options, actually. One is to take the reassignment, or the second one was to resign.
Hahn didn't want to resign, but she didn't think her 2 decades of experience working with ranchers, miners, Indian tribes, and environmentalists on land issues in the West would help much in her new position.
Executive Director of the National Park Service, New York Harbor.
Hahn inquired about the job since it was the only one offered.
I never received any information on the position, so I'm not real clear even what the position would have been.
Neither is the Park Service. It was to have been a newly created post. While it is typical for directors to move or step down when there's a sea change at the top, they're normally consulted, have a range of options to choose from, or the administration simply waits them out. But Interior Department Press Secretary Mike Feifel says this action was purely routine and shouldn't be cast as political. Feifel says Hahn expected to be transferred after 7 years of service and simply chose not to take the post. As for the fact that it would have been in New York Harbor, he says the agency's goal is to develop a well-rounded workforce.
It's normal to rotate high-level executives into other agencies and other bureaus after a period of time. That's what makes our department stronger, giving different executive managers more experience and a broader base of knowledge by working in different departments.
But weed control on the range to crowd control at the Statue of Liberty is quite a leap, says Jeff Rook, executive director of PEER, an alliance of professionals within land management, pollution control, and wildlife protection agencies. PEER has become increasingly concerned about removals of land managers who've been targeted by mining, grazing, and off-road vehicle interests. Rook calls it a slow-rolling personnel purge and cites removals of managers in the California Desert District and at the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument.
I think there's sort of an impression that this is just the beginning and that anyone that draws the ire or the complaints of a user group takes his or her career in their hands.
Ironically, Hahn cites local control, a stated Bush administration goal, as one of her greatest accomplishments. That is, taking decision-making out of Washington, D.C. and putting it in the hands of people in the field. Idaho Senator Larry Craig has publicly challenged decisions made by Hahn and vowed to reverse a recent BLM action to restrict grazing in a county outside of Boise. Hahn wouldn't comment on Craig's criticism, saying only that she wants to get on with her life. She plans to start her own consulting business. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.